Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. It's LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford's and bid live at dvauction.com. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's complete dispersal sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, west of Enid.
Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herb's Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herb's Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com.
The cattle futures market slid again today. We were down $1.30 to $1.80 in the feeder cattle, and then a dollar or so lower in the live cattle, anywhere from about $0.90 to $1.05 lower here. Looking back over the last 10 days, feeder cattle have sold off 9.4% or $15.15 a hundred. That's August feeders. June live cattle have sold off a little less than 8% over 12 days or $9.75 a hundred. We're going back to the lows in the feeder cattle that were set back in November and December, about 145.82. So we're about 40 cents off the low contract lows there for the August feeders. So 11 days ago, or I guess 10 days ago, we made contract highs, and then now we're at contract lows. So quite a pretty diverse move here on the feeder cattle. Box beef was down again. Choice was down 80 cents at 228. Select down $1.56. Packer margins are about $180 profitable, so still some money being made there. Feedlot margins also $184 ahead profit. Those are estimates. It looks like the cash trade this week is going to be somewhere around 122 and 123, so it's a little disappointing compared to last week. And then hogs, June hogs down 20, August up 60, and then December hogs up 85.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments.
Check out Double Stop CL Plus and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
A mixed day for grain futures. The wheats were down 4 to 6.5 cents. Kansas City July was down about 3 3/4 at 4.01 1/4. It's about 11 cents off the lows from two trading days ago. So we have had so a little bit of positive momentum. Hedge funds are at a record net short, or managed money is a record net short for the July, or for the Kansas City wheat. So if they start to cover some of that, we could see fairly significant rally. Just them getting out, won't really need any big time fundamental information. Of course, yesterday the Kansas Quality Wheat Tour showed a 47 plus bushel per acre estimate on the yield, significantly higher, about 7 bushels an acre higher than where we were on the 5-year average. The problem with that is that we've planted so much less acres, the crop won't actually be bigger. It'll just be the yield. So less acres, but the yield is actually going to be pretty good. Beans today were down about 2 cents. Corn unchanged. Then cotton ended the day about unchanged here, with December up 6 at 74.48. Currently, the Dow Jones up 208, NASDAQ up 11 or 114 points, the S&P's up about 27.5. And then the oil and gas futures, June crude oil is up 16 at 61.97. Natural gas down 3 cents at 255.9. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.